Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And this week we read volume 14 of Berserk. Before we talk about that, though, we have Shonen Jump. What did you think of Shonen Jump this week, Kevin?
Fairly good.
I also thought it was pretty good. We have no One Piece for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how Shonen Jump does with no One Piece, Jujutsu Kaisen, or My Hero Academia for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can Kagurabachi carry Shonen Jump for 2 weeks? We'll see. First up this week, though, we have Sakamoto Days, Days 186. Today's Fortune. What did you think of Sakamoto Days this week, Kevin?
I thought it was kind of just fine. Like, you know, what's her superpower? So you can see the future, so that she gets attacked by a bunch of projectiles and stands in such a way that she doesn't get hit. Like, uh-huh, that's exactly how I think that would have happened.
The joke about what's your type, a young Gary Oldman, was funny to me, and I don't know why that was funny to me. Because I'm like, this is not really much of a joke at all, but it's very funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my lucky item is my soulmate.
Yep. It was good. I liked it.
Well, next up we have One Piece chapter 1130, The Accursed Prince, which I liked quite a lot.
I really liked it. I felt like I missed something right at the start with the rest of the Straw Hats being like, well, we know they're alive. Thanks for looking, everybody. Huh? What? Well, when did that happen?
Well, that is the fill-in of like, yeah, well, Luffy wasn't going to die off screen, so.
I know, but it felt weird because I didn't know they were looking. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It read fine to me as it, like, we don't need to show that part. It wasn't going to be interesting.
I didn't need to see them looking either, but I wanted to know that they were looking.
Well, I feel like this was them telling us, hey, we were looking, and now we're not.
I guess.
Hey, is this weird X on Luffy's wrist normally here?
Yeah, I know. I really like that. And
it seems like in the arc I was introduced in, this weird X would have been really important for some reason, but I can't quite remember.
Yep. Well, and I don't think Nico would have...
She would have been in the boat hiding when that happened.
Yeah.
Because literally the thing that happens after they're all like, put their hands down is she walks out.
Yeah.
Is like, hey, what's up? And I think she would have seen the X on Luffy's wrist when he was fighting Crocodile. So.
Wasn't it wrapped up then?
No, because it had come unwrapped during the fight.
Yeah. So maybe that's why she's like, I wasn't here for why it was important, but I vaguely remember this. It's also weird that it looks like this is perfectly crisp and clear, even though everything else is different, like it's been digitally edited or something.
Yeah, the idea that Vivi is trying to communicate with Luffy via the newspaper is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that Robin would not probably, well, maybe she'd be like, hey, is this anything to like Zoro or Sanji?
Yeah.
But I do like Luffy's like, nah, just tell me if it's important. And she's like, oh yeah, no, there's been this weird X on every picture of your wrist for like 3 years now.
Yep. Well, no, and I like that, too, and I like the fact that she's like, huh, this is weird, and, like, all the Straw Hats that would know what that meant aren't there.
Yes, exactly. They conveniently got separated away. Mm-hmm. Frank's like, I don't know, before my time.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about the chapter?
I like Loki. He seems cool.
He seems not cool, but not in a, like, oh, I don't like this character way, and this is going to cause problems for everyone, probably,
oh, yeah, yes.
Sort of way.
He's going to be Loki, but I just like that he's chained to what
that
I'm assuming
also
is
Prometheus in this.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm assuming he's chained to Yggdrasil, I'm guessing what they're going to call it since they're going with the whole.
We do know
Viking.
The giant tree in Elbaf is Yggdrasil.
Do we? Okay.
The only question is, are they actually on Elbaf?
I mean, it seemed like it because we.
It does seem like it, but that. I guess the two were like, oh man, we can't have intruders on Elbaf, so.
Yeah.
That does seem to hint at it.
Yeah, because we also had the one guy being like, this room was a prison designed for giants, so I'm assuming you just took over like some kind of keep or
but
something like that.
I could also imagine the giants having a prison island that's
next to it. That would also be funny, like, oh, where I, you know, hey look, there's Elbaf. We're right next to it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say about One Piece, Kevin?
Nope.
Next up, we have Kagurabachi, Chapter 54, Friendship, which I also thought was pretty good, but not as good as last week.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that I have much more to say on it, unfortunately.
I don't really either.
Next up is Hunter x Hunter, number 403, Results, which also, it's just another essay about what's going on in Hunter x Hunter right now.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, you remember this side story? No, but as I'm reading it, it's starting to come back.
Yeah, it's like, you remember this guy? I'm like, well, I'll probably remember him just in time for Hunter x Hunter to go on hiatus for 2 years if you keep this up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I remember Kurapika. He's here.
I know that guy.
Next up, we have Undead Unluck number 227. I'm for either or, which I wish I liked more than I did.
Yeah, I
I think it's just that I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be interested in these fights, and this is just one of those fights.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to elaborate on it?
Nope.
That'll take us to Mission Yozakura Family, Mission 247, Kyoichiro's Infiltration, which I also just kind of thought was fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's how
It's one of those, I say fine, but it's more talking about what their plan was, and I'm just so tired about them talking about what their plan was, Kevin.
Yeah. It's especially weird because, like, the plan is happening, so you can just show it and, like, maybe have to explain a little bit if, like, the art is weird of having their dad rip Tayo out of Asa or whatever.
I guess the mechanics of the powers might be important, but it also seems like this would be better if they came up when it was happening.
Yeah, that's...
I guess also, though, if it's going to be stopped somehow, establishing it, you know, it's the old rule of if you don't say the plan, it'll work fine. They're yes. telling us the plan, so there can be a complication.
Yes, that
it's
is
just,
fair.
This has been going on for so long, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. Next up is Blue Box number 169, Your Stamp, which I thought was very cute, as yes. always. I love Tayo doing push-ups in the...
Yes.
In the shack, and her fighting him, like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I figured I was stuck here, so I might as well do some push-ups.
Yep. He's like, well, I mean, I wasn't just going to sit here and do nothing, so, like, I was doing some strength training. And I, like, you know, she looks at his hands, and they were busted up because he was banging on the door super loudly. But then I really liked her getting super pissed at the dude.
Also, the only girl he would cheat with, I called him, and she answered his phone, which I guess is suspicious in hindsight, but also too suspicious.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I saw him walking hands in hand, or, you know, arm in arm with, or holding hands with another girl, and she's like, why would you lie like that? Like, come on, dude, that's just apparent as fuck.
Last but not least, we have Akana Banashi, story 131, Dismantled. Which I didn't dislike, but it just seemed like, oh, let's react rationally to the things that happened last week. Mm-hmm. And there are more characters and stuff, but then it ends with her being like, please, senpai, give me a One Piece flashback. And I don't know that I talk about every time there's a One Piece flashback. I never want a One Piece flashback. I'm always happy I got one.
Yes.
But I never want a One Piece flashback.
That is fair. But I also like finding out that it wasn't just Arakawa, I think is his name. That, you know, like, he didn't just walk into the hospital and go, like, I'm disbanding your school, bitch. It was literally everyone else going, like, all right, well, do you think your master would be fine? Like, how long is he going to be in the hospital? Like, do you think he'd be fine with you just not doing anything for 6 months or whatever? Like, how long is he going to be in there?
Yeah. But also, that's what I was thinking kind of last week of, like, this is way too melodramatic a reaction to this. A crazy dramatic thing, but not an unreasonable thing.
Yep.
Nobody killed anybody.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about Shonen Jump this week, Kevin?
Nope.
Oh, that'll take us into the jump card. Jump Card is a segment where we rank everything in Shonen Jump. From our least favorite on up, we have 21 chapters this week. What do you have at number 21, Kevin?
21 is where I have Yo-Kai Buster. I just didn't particularly like it. Like, nothing was specifically bad. I didn't feel like, oh, that was lame. It was just like, I guess this is the thing I liked the least.
I had that kind of all three of the normal comedy manga this week, but I liked Yo-Kai Buster the most of the three.
Gotcha.
Very slightly. Just, I think it's the last panel of, like, why do we have this girl with us now?
Mm-hmm.
Is funny to me. I have me and Roboco at the very bottom. Because it's just like, hey, do you like the Hunter exam? I'm like, I liked it more when Frieren did the Hunter exam.
Yeah. Because it wasn't literally ripping off the Hunter exam.
Yeah. What do you have at number 20?
That's where I have Mean Robico. I agree. I just sort of liked the self-deprecating humor of the artist being like, hey, who's that guy who only draws parodies of stuff? Like Robico mentioning that and Bono going like, you know exactly who it is.
I have Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo at number 20.
Okay.
There's a new character, but I didn't think any of the jokes in it were funny. So
that's fair.
What do you have at 19?
19 is where I have Shinobi Undercover, actually. I don't know. I thought it was
not very good.
No.
It's where I have Yo-Kai Buster. I didn't think it was much better than you. I just thought of the three comedy mangas, it's the one that made me smile the most, mm-hmm. but none made me laugh or think, oh man, this is pretty good this week.
That's fair.
What do you have at 18?
That's where I have Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo.
It's where I have Yo-Kai Buster. Fair. So, or I'm sorry, it's where I have
Shinobi Undercover.
Shinobi Undercover, yes. Because that's not very good.
Yep.
What do you have at number 17?
17 is where I have New Ace.
That's fair. I have New Ace very slightly higher just because it went like full in on its fan service. I feel like this is as good as New Ace can be.
Yeah.
And it has like a twist that's kind of interesting at the end. If I cared more, I would care more.
Yeah.
But I felt I should put it above all the other stuff this week that I just thought was like not great.
No, that's totally fair.
This is where I have Ultimate Exorcist Kiyoshi.
Gotcha.
Just because it's the generic way that all this ends.
Yep.
And I found it kind of lame that his friends couldn't stop demons without him. I get what they're going for, but
yeah,
I felt like there was something this week that did the same thing and did it better. I don't remember what now, but it just felt really lame here.
It's my number 16, so I feel you.
That's where I have Astro Royale. I like the kind of like, oh, we should all split up and do one-on-ones. And some of the art is okay, but I'm not excited for any of these one-on-one fights.
Yeah. I have Kill Blue at 15.
Me too.
I thought it was fine way to end this.
Yeah, I like the idea of him inviting one of his foes out for ramen afterwards. Mm-hmm. This asshole just doesn't seem right for it at all.
No, it honestly, like, I know the other guy wasn't his, like,
it wasn't his foe, so
it wouldn't work, but that seems like the guy that it would have been better with.
Yeah, I just didn't think it really fit at all.
Totally fair.
What do you have at 14?
That's where I have Astro Royale. I did just kind of like the literal, wait a minute, why are we fighting you as a team? Screw this. We're shonen protagonists. We're going to do one-on-one fights. We're a bunch of Yakuza guys.
We don't have any combo moves. The power of friendship, that never won in a shonen manga. I have New Ace at 14. I don't want to say because it leaned into the TNA, but I do think that's when New Ace is at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the twist is something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at 13?
13 is where I have Witch Watch. You know, more shenanigans with the cat shifter, which is nice, but
I did like the ending of him. Like, am I the only one who got scratched? And Kengo being like, what is he talking about? Because information only being in some character's head is the root of all comedy.
Yep.
I have Mission Yosakura Family here.
Okay.
Just because, like I said, I'm so tired about them talking about their plan.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you have at 12?
That's where I have Undead and Unluck. That's where I have Undead and Unluck. I thought it was just fine.
Yeah, that's fair. It's where I have Witch Watch. Not much higher than you. I just didn't like Mission Yosakura. What do you have at 11?
That's where I have Mission Yosakura.
It's where I have Undead and Unluck. Yeah, like I said, just fine. What do you have at number 10?
10 is where I put Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
You know, it's like, all right, so just a lot of essay is a good... Which is fine, but it's like, man, at this point, I want to be reading this collected just so that, like, you know, I can just go through this all. I was like, one week at a time of reading this essay, like, I almost have to pre-prep for it.
There's definitely a deep breath before Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to go in, mute the Discord, and focus for a minute. I don't dislike that, though.
Same, it just, like... It does make me wish I was reading this collected so that I could get, like, bigger chunks of it at once.
I do think/hope this story is going to be way better collected, but it's also so slow, like, it would take even longer. Like, I've joked about it being, like, an Agatha Christie novel, but mm-hmm. I think it might take that long to read, too.
Yep.
I have Hakutaku at 10. I think there's a huge jump up from Undead Unluck to Hakutaku.
That's fair.
It's just, saying not much happens in Hakutaku isn't really fair to it, because it's all about planning and... Like, it's about logistics, which is important to this sort of series.
Yeah.
And I like that, but it ends on the be excited for what's going to happen. And it's all building up to that.
Yep.
Nothing has really happened yet.
No. I guess the closest thing to something happening was having the artist character kind of like reacting to the three of them. Like, whoa, these kids are good. which we knew already.
Yeah. Didn't need that, really. What do you have at 9?
9 is where I put Kagurabachi. I thought it was just fine.
Okay. 9's where I have Akanabanashi.
Okay.
Like I said, it just seemed like reasonably reacting to the things that happened last week.
Fair.
It's maybe one of my least favorite chapters of Akanabanashi, if I'm being completely honest.
Understandable.
What do you have at 8?
8 is where I have Sakamoto Days. Like I said, I thought it was like, all right, cool. That's good.
8's where I put Ichi the Witch.
Okay.
I liked it. I kind of like the relationship forming between Ichi and his new partner. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a chapter where not a lot happens.
Yeah.
I don't even really have a good grasp on her character yet.
Fair.
What do you have at 7?
7 is where I put Hakutaku. I liked it.
It's where I have Hunter Hunter.
So. Gotcha.
What do you have at 6?
6 is where I have Ichi the Witch. I actually kind of liked the last time on, but done by the perspective of the other, like, the senior witch lady. Yeah. Was just really, and especially because they, like, write out, like, what happened last time based on the, like, from this person's perspective. So, like, everything's skewed. I was like, that was actually pretty funny. Like, it's still a decent, you know, wrap up of what's been going on, but it's really funny to see, like, her totally skewing everything.
I have Elusive Samurai at 6.
Okay.
It was just missing a moment that really excited me. Mm-hmm. I did like the chapter overall. Also, it's, I don't know. I don't know if we're diverging from history here or about to collide with it.
Mm.
A lot of people are thinking it's going to get to 208 chapters. And I'm like, you know, 108 is the Buddhist number.
Yeah.
But it does feel like we're getting ready to go into a wrap up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. It's my 5. I agree with everything you said.
5's where I have Hime-ten.
Gotcha.
Not much happened, but in the good slice of life way. Mm-hmm. And like, we are setting up a new character. Not a new character, but a character is going to be around more.
Yep.
To add to things. And I do really like the like triangle that she's trying to work out about, wait, but I'm supposed to be his wingman, but I'm also supposed to support my senpai, who or my kohai, who likes him. What am I supposed to do in this situation?
Yeah. Wait, what? This love web is getting very confusing. How? What am I supposed to do? Yeah. I have a kind of honesty at 4. I kind of liked the, I forget her name, but the lady showing up and being like, man, I didn't think you'd be so dramatic, old man.
I have Sakimoto Days at 4.
Gotcha.
Mostly because I think the art in it is not super good. Sakimoto Days has definitely had better fight art, but I liked it. The whole time I was thinking, I kind of wish we had ever seen this villain before so that he's not just Yamcha, evil Yamcha, I guess, being jobbed here. He's not just Kui. We're like, hi, Kui. Bye, Kui. But
yep.
I did think the art was pretty good, so that's it went higher. What do you have at 3?
3 is where I have Hime-ten. It was good. Slice of life stuff, yeah.
3's where I have Kagurabachi, again on the strength of the art.
Fair.
And the idea of that, like, we're kind of putting a lot into this villain, and so if he stays as a series villain, I think this chapter is going to be pretty pivotal in the long term. I feel kind of still burned from My Hero Academia putting all into one villain, and so I'm comparing it to that in my head. And gotcha. This is new and shiny, and so it's better, because it hasn't been ruined yet. It hasn't ended by Deku just punching him to death and being like, too bad I punched that guy to death that I didn't want to punch to death.
Yeah. Why'd you do that, bro? I don't know. Really? That's what we're going with? I don't know.
There are only 6 chapters of the manga left, and I wasn't sure how to stop it in 6 chapters other than punching him to death. What do you have at 2?
2 is where I have Blue Box.
Same.
Yeah, it was super cute.
And 1 is where I have One Piece.
Yep.
You as well. I'm just sad that we're not going to get Loki's deal for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's my only complaint about One Piece.
Yep.
So as we said before, we read Volume 14 of Berserk, and we will be back to talk about that after our break. What did you think of Volume 14 of Berserk, Kevin?
I still liked it. You know, it's still got some interesting art stuff going on. But this all just kind of felt like, all right, now I got to bridge the gap between now and Black Swordsman.
Yeah, if I say this is my least favorite volume of Berserk, I would be lying, because I still think it's a lot better than the early stuff.
That's fair.
But I also think it's really weak to include, like, the prototype for Berserk at the end of this instead of more story.
Yeah, that was definitely really weird.
Especially since we're now back into that era.
Yeah. Like, that's a, you're right. That is a weird spot to put. Hey, here's the prototype for Berserk, where, like, Guts is way more expressive and it feels awkward. Like, I get why they changed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. The premise is still the same. And other stuff is just, I think he did a much better job with the story when he actually told it.
Yeah.
In Berserk. I don't really hold that against it. It's just like, hey, and now we're going back to when Guts was a jerk. And then we're going back even further to when Guts was a jerk and not as well written. Because yep. The writer wasn't as good yet. And he had to fight Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
But Castlevania Dracula. And also just going, you know, finally flashing forward reminded me of how weak I think early Berserk is. And this is much, much better. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly he has figured stuff out as a writer. Guts gets a save the cat moment immediately. Yep. And has, like, a moral tether to him the entire time.
Yep.
In the form of this young girl, such that even when he is literally using the boy as bait on his sword, he doesn't feel, he feels as unhinged as Guts still.
Yep.
But he does not feel like as much of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But it just reminds me of how weak the early stuff is. And then they throw even earlier stuff at me.
Yeah.
And it just ends up being really weird. And like you said, the stuff at the end of, before we come out of the flashback, really feels like connective tissue. There's some stuff I like. I really like the bit about, it's like, oh, would that sword really kill a dragon? And he's like, yeah, but no, like, no one could wield it. And also, like, they're called dragons because humans can't beat them.
Yeah.
And that- then also they're like, yeah, that sword will never nick. Oh, man, I built that sword for killing humans. You could kill infinite humans, and I would stand by my never nick policy. You cannot fight one demons with that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know you was going to fight demons.
Yeah, I did like that. He's like, I made that sword to fight people? That's not people. I did not design the sword to fight those, so it's not going to work right. And then I do like, I can't remember, I think he actually is like ripping open the top of the building with the Dragon Slayer.
Yeah, when he comes out with it, because he gets kicked into it.
Yeah, which, you know, is just really cool. And like you said, that whole bit about the, they're called dragons because people can't kill them. So what does that make Guts?
Yeah.
Is like really neat.
Yeah. Also, I love that the kids are the ones who gave him a cannon arm.
Yeah. That's very.
Because Guts wouldn't, but he's like, ah, sick, a cannon arm.
Yeah, and I like, even the dude is like, you just gave him a cannon arm? Why? They were like, well, he had this cannon, and he was missing his arm piece, so why not cannon arm? I do like the guy being like, pull the lever. What? Pull the lever! He's like trying to fight them. He's like, pull the lever!
Yeah.
Then we have Guts and Casca's baby show up.
Yeah, that'll be a problem later, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That is a thing later, I will say. I know a bit about it.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they had actually gotten to that yet.
At some point, they do get to the child showing up.
Clearly, it's intended to be a thing later. They even talk about it like, oh, no, it's not gone, though.
Yep.
And I do like the first story arc, or at least the start of it that we're getting when we come out. Like I said, it just seems like Mura is a much better writer at this point.
Yep.
And it still feels like post-time skip Guts, but he doesn't feel like as much of an asshole.
Yep.
You just have to give him a kid to save. It's not that hard.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
All right, then. This is a short one, but that's fine. We're recording it late, and we're tired, and Kevin has to edit it.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, October is over, so we will be back with Haikyuu Volume 42, and we'll talk about Guts fighting a bunch of fairies next year, I guess.
Yep.
Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out our past episodes, as well as my other podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. Last Time on Video Games, we'll have a new episode up, probably not by the time this one is up. It depends on how long it takes, Kevin, but very, very soon after, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everyone.